This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dr. Michael Buechler is professor of finance and economics at Stockton University. Professor, thanks for making the time for me. I appreciate it.
Well, thanks for having me. It's my pleasure to be here.
Biden, yeah. You know, threatening them. And of course, this comes right on the heels of a massive, massive storm. You know, I find it frustrating, but I also find it frustrating that we hear the usual parade of nonsense regarding price gouging. And I know you've been a very, very big critic of this in the past on these price gouging laws and how they actually make things worse for people in these problems.
Yeah, they do. So what exactly is price gouging? So price gouging, they use the term when the market price of a product is much higher than somebody thinks it should be. So what people call price gouging is simply a result of either a huge surge in demand, so people want much more than there is available, or a big decrease in supply, for instance. You know, the example I use for my class when I talk about price gouging, I live at the New Jersey Shore, just outside of Atlantic City. There are some motels on the way into Atlantic City that are somewhat less than desirable. Let's call it that. And they're relatively inexpensive. So let's say they're $50 a night and they have 10 rooms. Well, back in October of 2012, Hurricane Sandy hit. Everybody on the barrier islands were asked to evacuate. So 10, 15,000, however many people there are living full time here, left the island and they looked for a place to stay. So they come across these the less than desirable motels that are normally about $50 a night, and they go in to get a room and it's $250 a night. So my student said, well, that's price gouging. That's clear price gouging. In fact, there are laws in New Jersey now where you can't do that. But I say to them, well, look what happened. The motel owner owns has 10 rooms. He invested all of his capital, his labor. He probably has his wife and kids working there, too. And they've been making a living. Suddenly, for his 10 rooms, 300 people show up to rent the 10 rooms. Now, how does he decide which 10 to rent to? Well, some students said you should look for the people that really need it. You know, a mother with a single mom with five kids, with three kids under 5 years old, rent it to her, rent it to the elderly. I said, well, that's probably not what the owner is going to do. And frankly, if it was your motel, you wouldn't do that either. What would you do? You would raise the price until as you raise the price, people drop out of the market. So he's only got 10 rooms there. It turned out there were 10 people willing to pay up to $250 for those rooms, and that's what he charged. And I said, well, that's price gouging. That's not right. Well, how are you going to decide what 10 to sell to rent the rooms to, number one? And number two, this guy's been barely eking out a living for years. Suddenly he says, my ship has come in. For at least 3 or 4 or 5 days, I can charge real high rates and make some money. Now, people say that's not ethical. It's price gouging. The owner of the place wouldn't say that.
I agree, and I also think there's probably a benefit that during a storm, you know, if somebody is going around, and I know there was a case of a guy who was prosecuted for selling generators, but isn't there also a correlation too, where when you don't have when you have price controls on things, essentially during times of emergencies, that people tend to hoard things? And that if you allow the market to do what it does, there's probably going to be more supply for everybody.
Exactly. The higher price encourages business to make more. So if you say, we're not going to allow you to charge any more than a certain price, what happens is you get a shortage of the product. The demand for the product will be far greater than the supply. You get a shortage of the product. You know, suppose you had somebody who sells generators normally for $500 a piece. You know, he takes a truckload of them, figures out a way to get down to Florida, and instead of $500 a piece, he's charging $3,000. And people are buying them as fast as he can bring them in there. Is he price gouging? I would say no. There's a huge demand. People are willing to pay it. And, you know, that turns out to be what the market equilibrium price is. You know, I tell my classes, the way to make the maximum profit in business is to give your customers exactly what they want at exactly the price they're willing to pay. That's fair for everybody. And if you can do that profitably, that's really how you make profit going into the long run. So nobody sets prices. President Biden says, I'm not going to let the gas companies raise prices.
Right.
Well, they don't set the price. I mean, if they set the price, they try to get a high price every day. Why did the price of gasoline drop for 99 days straight, as the Biden administration likes to point out? Because demand dropped off. The U.S. is in a recession. China's in a recession. Global demand for oil dropped off. And instead of $100 a barrel, it dropped down to $85 a barrel, and gas prices went down. Now, things are changing. OPEC just announced today they're going to cut production by 2 million barrels a day. That's going to reduce the supply, and the price of gasoline, oil and gasoline, is going to shoot up in the fall. That's not a little mom-and-pop gas station or even a big oil company price gouging. They're charging the market equilibrium price. And if you don't like the price, that's one thing, but it is still a price that people are willing to pay for the quantity that they can offer.
Dr. Michael Bussler is with me, professor of finance and economics at Stockton University. You know, Bruce Springsteen recently announced his new concert tour date. I had to laugh at this because I'm not really a fan of Bruce Springsteen's, but I, you know, I'm a Jersey guy, you know, and I mean, broadcasting in Philly, and obviously I make fun of him a lot because he used to take advantage of this farmland assessment tax credit, as you probably well know, back in the day. Yep. For his big, gigantic farm in Rumson, New Jersey. They actually had to reform the law because of the way that he was taking advantage of this thing. I remember the time State Senator Jen Beck from Monmouth County, New Jersey, led the reform on that because she was like, Bruce Springsteen's not a farmer, so why is he only paying $500 in property taxes on 160 acres or whatever it was? But, you know, he's a guy that always advocates for these politicians who want to raise taxes, so I really politically can't stand him. So I had to laugh a little bit of irony when his concert comes out and tickets are going for $5,000, and Democrats in the New Jersey legislature start turning around and saying, we need an investigation into this price gouging. But it's like, yo, man, somebody's willing to pay $5,000 for front row seats to see Bruce Springsteen. Sure as hell it's not going to be me, but if they're willing to pay for it, then go ahead.
That's exactly right. You know, the price of these concerts is really gone up significantly. And it's a result of a very high demand. You can only fit so many people inside the arena. And there's a very high demand for people to come and see him. And as a result, high demand, low supply, and you end up with high prices. If people are willing to pay the price, it is a fair price. As long as you charge a price that you give people exactly what they want to see a Springsteen concert, at the price they're willing to pay, I'd pay $5,000 to get a front row seat to Springsteen. Well, as long as he hears that, he starts charging $5,000 for front row seats, because that's the market equilibrium price. No one company, no one entity ever sets a price. They say, well, business is putting out a price. Well, I mean, they can ask whatever price they want. It's their products. They have a right to ask whatever price they want. What they ultimately sell it for will depend on the demand for the product and their willingness to supply and the market equilibrium price that results from that.
You know, before I let you go, I wanted to ask you this. I saw an article that U.S. job openings fell in August and layoffs are up slightly. Openings fell by 10% in a sign that the labor market is starting to cool. Does that surprise you, Dr. Bussler?
No, not at all. The U.S. economy is in a recession. Now, they can argue, well, how can you be in a recession? The unemployment rate's so low. But that's not the definition of a recession. We haven't had any economic growth. Nobody can argue with this. We haven't had any economic growth since the end of last year. The first quarter GDP declined by about 1.5%. Second quarter declined by about 0.5%. Third quarter just got over. We'll get the data at the end of October. I think you're looking at another either zero or slightly negative. So the economy hasn't seen any economic growth since the end of last year. As a result of that, I would call that a recession. So the economy is in a recession. And what happens in a recession? Demand for products goes down. We're producing less. Now, normally, the unemployment rate would shoot way up. And they say, well, it hasn't shot up now, so we're not in a recession. The reason is, prior to today's announcement, there were 11 million job openings and only 6 million unemployed people. It's now dropped to 10 million job openings. So what's going to happen? I wrote about this a couple of months ago. What's going to happen is the unemployment rate's not going to go up nearly as much as would normally see during a recession. Rather, you'll see the number of job openings drop dramatically. And that's already started to happen. Real quick, as a simple example, a small business person says, I need 10 people to operate my business efficiently. Well, for the last 2 years, I've been operating with 9 because I can't get anybody. So I've been trying to get that 10th person. Well, once his business slows down, he's going to say, okay, I'm not going to look for that 10th person anymore. I'll operate with just the nine people. That's what's happening in the economy now. All the many of the job openings are going to go away. You won't see unemployment increase by as much as we see normally during a recession.
Dr. Michael Bussler, this was great. I appreciate it. Professor of Finance and Economics at Stockton University. We'll talk again. Come back. Definitely come back.
Thank you. My pleasure. Look forward to it.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, oh.